Welcome again to the Daily Inspiration, and greetings in the Lord Jesus' name. I trust that you're finding God to be faithful to you and taking care of you, even though there may be some struggles along the way. I believe that you're finding God faithful because He is faithful. That's part of His being and His character. He is faithful to us. He gives us all things that we need, and sometimes we just get a little confused on what our needs are and what our wants are, but God is there. He is able to take us right through the valley of the shadow of death and to take us by the hand and to lead us into those places without fear as we cling to Him, look to Him for our salvation. I have a few scriptures I'd like to read to you today. I'd like to start off by asking a question, and I first wrote this down. I wrote it this way: do you believe that the powers that be are from God and they are the Lord's anointed? And I ended up changing that. I crossed out "you" and I put "I." Do I believe that the powers that be are of the Lord and from the Lord and they are the Lord's anointed? And I want to be honest with myself and to really ask myself these questions. Do I believe that God has placed all authority where it is today? And I just want to be straight with you on this. I sometimes wrestle with this thought because of obvious reasons. There's a lot of corruption in this world today. It's nothing new. As we read through the scriptures, we can find that there was a tremendous abuse of authority and power. There was tremendous things taking place that would not be God-honoring. And yet I have a few scriptures here that I have to consider. As I read them, as I meditate on them, I have to ask myself these questions. And I want to come out in the right place with my answers. Do I believe that the powers that be are from God? And with that, I would like to just read to you out of 1 Peter, and I'll be reading in chapter 2, verse 13. I'll read a few verses here. It's he's saying here, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." And that's all the way through verse 17. And again, I am challenged by these scriptures. I just want to let you know there's something inside of me that kind of has this big question mark of, God, where are you with all this? And yet we know, because here it is contained in scripture. And I'll read another one here, and there's more. You can find them that talk about this very thing. If you study the life of Jesus Christ while he was on this earth, he also held to this standard. And but I do want to have you to understand something here also as well. We are to submit ourselves, and we are free, as is mentioned in this verse, in verse 16, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as servants of God. I believe, this is the way I see these scriptures, that we are to obey those that are in authority over us, unless they get in the way of our worship to God, which is, for example, if our country all of a sudden decided, and we're not too far from this, by the way, if we decided that Christianity was forbidden, strictly forbidden, and it was illegal to gather together and to practice coming together as church body to worship God, if that becomes illegal, well, I think it's pretty obvious we're going to have to disobey that, because we are to come together. We're not to forsake the gathering together of the saints. We're to come together and encourage each other and to be the church that God wants here to represent his kingdom right here, right now. And so obviously there are some lines that can be crossed, but it's probably a lot less than we'd like to think. The authorities that are above us, they do have authority over us given by God according to these scriptures. We'll submit ourselves. But again, I think the disclaimer here would be that until it transgresses against the law of God that's higher, which would be forsaking, seeking the Lord, the God of heaven, God of Israel, then obviously we would have to be disobedient, and even disobedient unto the point of death. And hopefully God will give us the grace and strength to face that when it comes. But like I say, I don't think we're just a long, long ways away from that. It does seem like the door is open for that to come about, and there's many things on the history side that would show the same kinds of things. God's people have been attacked and have been harassed, have been tormented for long, many times past, and it won't stop. It'll continue. But as far as living our lives here and submitting, we're told that is a part of the Christian life up to that point. And we see that here in the scripture, and we want to try to implement and put that right in place in our lives. I'll read you another scripture here yet. This would be Romans chapter 13, and I'll just read first 6 or 7 verses here. Romans 13, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Now, some people might think, well, yeah, that's in the church. Those are the powers that God has ordained. And that is certainly true. But let's keep reading here. We'll find out. Is it just limited to church power, church authority? Verse 2, whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. God's pretty serious about this. He wants us to take heed here, to notice what he's saying. Verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Now I think you can see clearly, this is going outside of the church. This is talking about powers, governments, of those that bear the sword, those that have the authority there over us in a corporal punishment type of way, whether it be imprisonment or death or whatever it may be. Verse 5, wherefore ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing, paying tribute. You remember Jesus was asked the question, do we pay tribute to Caesar? They knew it was unfair, it was not right, it was had room for argument as to whether it was ethical, and Jesus short-circuited them and said, show me a penny. And he said, whose inscription is this, and whose, you know, whose image is on this? And of course, it was Caesar. And he said, well, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's. And so Jesus was not opposed to paying tribute, even though it was very unfair to the Jews. So anyways, he says, this cause we pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Verse 7, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And so we see here that God has a system set up. It's in place by God. The authority is put there by God, as we as we have read already in verse 1, talks about there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And I think you can see how David, he might have faltered a little bit in this from time to time, but as a general rule, he saw this and understood it. He knew what was happening, and he trusted God. We, too, have that opportunity to trust God. Now, you may be thinking of things like, here's some of the things I struggle with, the government that we serve under seems like there's a lot of corruption there. The President of the United States, and I'm not talking about just President Obama, I'm talking about even Republicans, Democrats, it doesn't matter. These people are placed there by God, and I do believe that there is corruption, but that's not what our focus needs to be on, how we can right the wrong, but how we can submit ourselves for God's sake and for our conscience sake. And as we do that, I believe it opens the door for God to be able to work in our midst. We can pray. We certainly should pray for those that are in authority over us. Pray for them. If you don't like the way things are going, we do have a right in this country to protest that, but I don't believe that's the way God wants us to work it out, but to pray and say, God, we know these people are placed here by you. You do what you want to do. And that's a challenge. It's easy to say, harder to do. But I challenge you today, let's lay that at the feet of God and let him take care of it. He says he takes all those things are given by him, the powers and authorities. That's a challenge for me, and I hope it is for you too, to the point that you can wrestle it a little bit and lay it down at God's feet. He is in charge, even though sometimes men might wonder. The scriptures tell us that it's all from him. He's got it under control. It's not out of his hands. He can do it. So let's rest there. And let's encourage each other. Hey, pray for those in authority over us. Pray for this country. Pray for other countries. Let's pray that God's will be done. And it's certainly a place of rest and peace. And may God bless you as you consider those things today.